Hello and welcome, Joshua, to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Tyanarados.
Tough.
Tyanarados.
Not Gyarados.
It is Gyarados.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Just how you say
Tyanarados,
it.
Gyarados, you know.
Tyanarados. All right.
Tyanarados.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you haven't done that one. That stumped me for a second.
Yeah, I said I promised you they would all be new. I did not promise you they would all be good.
A man of your word, probably unlike Shadow Josh.
AKA Tana Greenring, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Fjellsire.
Quagsire.
Yeah, that one's pretty weak.
It's not really a rhyme. It's same number of letters.
Good
and
enough.
Vowel and consonant and vowels.
Syllables?
Wait, syllables, that's it.
Yeah, good enough.
Still waking up.
Last week was a grueling trek through the mountains and bogs and like places where the grass was so tall that our bikes couldn't even run. This week we just had to... Well, I would say this. This week we had the option to just pop back down, collect our berries, pop back down to Hearth Home City.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Siri, not you. Thank you. Hearth Home City.
Hearth Home.
Okay, she didn't hear me that time. And then head east to our destination, Pastoria Town.
Well, south from Hearthome.
Hearthome. Yes.
Hearthome.
South from Hearthome. Sorry, not east. Still waking up.
That's the coward's route. Because it takes about 15 minutes.
That's what I did. And then noticed on the sheet, so we're soul linked this season, I should say. Hello, my name is Shadow Joshua. I'm Josh Fjellsted's tethered shadow from the movie Us.
Right. But me real person, not me in the game.
Yeah.
Because I'm Crystal Ball, aspiring sorceress.
Okay. And we're playing soul link, so when one of my Pokemon dies, or if anything bad happens to my Pokemon, it happens to your Pokemon too.
And likewise.
Yeah.
Boy, is it likewise.
Popped up my Poketch. Poketch. Poke.
Poketch. I thought it was Poketch.
Poketch.
We landed on Poketch.
Poketch. I pulled up the Poketch, and it said, go help Dawn get her Pokedex back. And I thought, all right, here we go. We are diving into a bad guy lair. We're going to get into this Team Galactic warehouse and really mix things up.
Get into the shit.
Get stuck in there. It's going to take forever.
There's going to be teleporting.
Clear my schedule. Yeah, conveyor belts. And then you have a little fight right on the sort of front steps.
Yeah, you just square off with a couple of real low-level grunts.
It's not even much of a fight either because Dawn's there to help you. So it's a double battle and they're just a couple of grunts.
Yeah, and they... get destroyed, and then they just immediately return the Pokedex that they stole somewhat inexplicably, I would say.
Yeah, would Dawn give it to him?
Or who's mine? Lucas? I think I have Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, this chump.
Normative of me.
Like, how could they not take on the grunt to just keep the Pokedex? Like, it's got like a Kadabra or something. It's not bad.
It was bad. They were bad, I would say. I would say
they were bad.
This was such a light and breezy route down to Pastoria City. And Pastoria City Gym was such an easy gym that it would be a huge embarrassment to lose any fight or any Pokemon in any fight on this route.
Would it? Yeah. Well,
like this is where our paths diverged then. Because I went west, back towards like Route 215 down to Hearthome.
Okay, but, so you did Hearthome and then Route 212.
I don't do the way you're supposed to, yeah. Route 212, yeah.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of a parallel to that string of routes that are south of Lavender Town, east of Fuchsia City in Red and Blue, where you don't really have to do it and you don't have to do it immediately. It's like routes, 11 through 15 or something with all the docks and the fishermen and then the bird keepers and whatever.
I don't know
they can
which
get
one
pretty
of us
dicey.
Is wrong though.
I just, the Harthome route, and I just didn't, I obviously wasn't looking at the map. That didn't even cross my mind. We were already in Veilstone City. So I was like, well, I'm going to go south. Pastoria is south. So I'm just heading out.
I'm going to say the right way. And
I would say so. Although it gives us more to talk about because we wouldn't have really had anything to say otherwise.
No, it's true. I did eventually come back and go down Route 214 as well. Because where you go, I go, Joshua. I'm your tethered.
That's right. And so last night and part of this morning, I did the proper route. Where do we start? I mean, do we have to go down this gauntlet of 214 first? Or do we want to just quickly clean up Route 212, Trophy Garden?
I walk in your shadow, man. I want to go where you went. Where did Crystal Ball go? And therefore, by extension, Josh.
The ether called and pulled her south on Route 214.
Yeah.
From Veilstone. And it starts off relatively pleasant. You know, it's one of these grassy routes with the white picket fences that are sort of strangely arranged now that I think about it. And I don't know who they're for. But in any case, delightful little fences, some water features, a maniac in a cave.
Yeah,
not as delightful.
Brings down property values, but it doesn't like impact the charm at all, you know?
No.
I mean, it does if he comes out of his cave.
I don't think they let him out.
He has to come out and eat eventually.
I mean, I did run into a PI on this route as well that I'm going to say was a trainer banger.
Okay.
The PI, wow. Carlos, trainer type.
Really abandoned your AK.
Private investigator. That's a whole other line of work. They're working for the people. But
right.
I think that Carlos...
A private citizen.
I think that Carlos is hot on the trail of trying to figure out how to take this maniac down, get him out of that cave. Valor Lakefront, you know, all of the rich denizens, which I'm going to get on a soapbox about in a little bit, they really need this maniac out of there so that they can put up some more, you know, like beautiful waterside properties.
This is
now I'm convincing myself I don't like this PI either. He's trying to root out this maniac.
No,
maniac's not doing anything.
Yeah, leave the maniac alone.
He's just chiseling away at a wall trying to get some unknowns.
You could just go around the other way and get them, apparently. We skipped it. I'm looking at the page for the PI trainer class on Bulbapedia, Joshua, and it turns out that he's actually a former nemesis of ours.
He is?
The Gambler.
Oh.
Since Generation 4, the Gambler has been replaced with PI. So this is the man who, like, formerly, I think, like, took down some Pokemon of ours and, like,
Yeah.
What run?
Oh, yeah, the Gambler. The one that was on, like, that, speaking of, wasn't it the route that was west of Lavender Town?
Yeah, just directly west of Lavender Town. It must have been...
It must have been, like...
Leaf of Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu.
I think it was Gamer Rich.
They were known as Gamblers in Generation 1, changed to Gamers in Leaf Green, Fire Red, Let's Go Pikachu, and Let's Go Eevee to avoid gambling references.
And then Gamer was still too...
The English releases of
too
Diamond,
shady
Pearl,
for them.
Platinum, and the remakes, the trainer class was changed once again to PI, likely because the trench coat's stereotypical association with detectives. Thank you, Bulbapedia, and the tireless editors who throw that together.
Well, I mean, that's like an interesting evolution of like, oh, Gamblers, like, we got to keep gambling away from kids. And then Gamer, even though we're literally playing a game, is still like too duplicitous. So let's just throw another like cop-esque figure in here.
Well, good. He doesn't have like some move that's going to devastate my Pokemon. Because once again, Josh, I'll remind you, it would be humiliating on such a short route to lose any Pokemon.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Well, I didn't, Route 214 was fine. There was
Maniac Cave, yep, it's great. He was in there. He's in there. You can get a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
I kept trying to type it into our Google Sheet, and the Google Sheet was like, no, you mean hippopotamus. I was like, I swear to you, man. I'm just swapping. I know it looks like I'm just swapping around three letters, but I mean hippopotamus.
I like that I caught it first, and you still managed to spell it differently.
Hippopotas. Anyway, you can catch one of those in here.
Yeah, anyway, we both got those. step foot back out of the cave and met, I guess, one of the maniac's colleagues, Rune Maniac Hunter. And he had...
He's hunting the Rune Maniac, Josh.
So not a nemesis, not a colleague?
I would say a nemesis. He's like his Van Helsing.
Everyone is out for this maniac's blood. Yeah. Like, they
the
all...
The PI's
like...
trying to get to him so they can, like, take him down legally before, like, some hunter comes and, like... kills him.
I never thought about that. It is a Ruin Maniac Hunter. You just emphasis. I had the emphasis wrong. He's hunting Ruin Maniacs.
They want him to face justice. They don't want him to just be murked, you know?
He's a squatter and they gotta get him out of there. And the Ruin Maniac Hunter had Joshy's sweetie though, which was shield on. Young shield on.
Bazinga.
Already,
does he say Bazinga and Young Shield on?
Bazinga. Doesn't that have to be what the origins are?
It must be.
Has anyone watched that?
Never seen it.
To tell us?
I would love to catch it sometime. I don't know what channel it's on.
You would love to catch it. I would watch it if it was just like, I don't know, like when I'm back home with my mom. And like, that's how I discovered, speaking of the show Mom, I'd never fucking heard of that. And it was on for like nine seasons.
Anna Faris and CJ Craig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it either. There's like a whole, like, there's like CBS, I guess, made
well,
up a
Alice,
bunch of
Alice
shows
Janney,
that, like, but... no one. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Alice and Janney.
I'd watch it. I'd see what's going on.
Yeah, I'd love to catch it. I don't know what channel it's on, though.
No. So. But yeah,
you,
I mean, that's
you love this thing. I think it's okay.
You don't love Shield On?
I do, actually.
What that's
does it grow
a,
up into,
or
is that
cutie.
The final one?
Oh,
yeah,
I do. It evolves into
I think
into,
what I don't like is
Bastiodon.
The thing it evolves into. Let me check that
well,
out.
Well, Bastiodon's not a cutie, but it's
I
not
I still
kind of
like Bastiodon, actually. I think he is kind of a cutie.
It does kind of have
underbite.
Like a dumb bite. Yeah, dumb mouth. Yeah.
A little castle head.
Totally fine.
Oh, and they have Sturdy, which is a really great ability for a Nuzlocke, if we can manage to find him. 214. What else do we do? Nothing. We just breeze through here. We're headed
breeze
down
through.
To Pastoria City. I mean, I was just, you know, following in your footsteps.
Valor Lakefront.
We're on the, I guess, the other side of Valor Lake here, right?
Couldn't be the same lakefront. There's like
maybe
three lakes, because that's where those...
Oh, yeah.
Uffy and yeah.
Yeah, that's right. God, this game's so weak.
So
I don't
the
know.
Valor
I didn't,
Lakefront.
I didn't bother. There was two thugs blocking the entrance. I didn't go that way.
Can't go in there yet.
I mean, I think they were actually like dork scientists. It's so
I
hard to
I think
tell
they were
the
like
graphics.
They were like clean, like actual scientists who are like, you know, doing something for the greater good. I don't think that they were in Galactic's pocket. Valor Lakefront, you know, Crystal Ball was really looking forward to kicking back here.
Yeah, it's sort of it's like a little bit of like vacation land up here, you know.
Yeah, this is vacation land. There's a hotel, it's fully booked, but they let you
they will let you sleep in the lobby. Like
I guess that's unexpected is what I would say based on like how snooty everyone is.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that they'd
it's
let
like
me just
open door policy
rest my
you know,
weary head
know.
On the floor of the lobby.
They it's in their constitution, I think.
In the Valor Lake
they like
constitution?
Sinnoh.
Oh, that makes
any
more sense.
Any hotel has to let someone come sleep on the lobby floor. Because they let
good
Shadow
on
Josh do it too.
That's really, really brave. Of them
and his kids
not
maniacs
kick Shadow Josh to the curb well so
don't
the main things to highlight a couple of disturbing things happened to Crystal Ball here in the Valor Lakefront first
disturbing
things first there seemed to be some sort of a like I don't know what you know the Silicon Valley equivalent is out here, but there seemed to be some sort of like a Burning Man-esque festival that must be taking place on that Valor Lakefront. Maybe that's why those scientists have it locked down.
Blocking
study all
off.
Of them. Because
oh yeah, why does it cost money to get into Burning Man, or can you just like show? Does people just show up?
I mean, the whole thing is that it costs like $10,000. I don't know what the cost of the actual like ticket
what
is.
If I just showed up on a bike, are they going to kick me out?
That would be tricky for them, wouldn't it?
It's like a
because it's so
like
inclusive and everything, but then like you're some schlub showing up with just a bike and like nothing because it's supposed to be like a collective
there.
Community, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder what they would do. Maybe you should try that out next year.
No, absolutely not. Too hot for me.
Well, in terms of a community, I was scared of this community because I'm going to issue a trainer's danger. For a house that's on the Valley Lakefront that has a guitarist, a clown, and a psychic in it.
Wow.
I was like, is it?
I think a tethered, if you add a tethered shadow to this lineup, yeah, you've got yourself like Hollywood Fright Nights. You know?
Yeah. Shadow Josh should probably join their group here.
Yeah.
Surprised that's not where he rested his head. Guitarist, a clown, and a psychic walk into a Valor Lakefront.
That's pretty good.
Weird energy in there.
I didn't go in.
Even
I
Crystal just Ball.
I was shoot away from the Valor Lakefront.
Wish I'd been shoot away because instead Crystal Ball decided to treat herself. You know, it's been a long road.
Yeah,
her mom's off her deathbed, so that's good. Probably won't get burned at
Did
the
she
stake
die?
Whenever she goes back to Twinleaf Town. She's alive. We saw her at the contest hall.
Oh,
so she's treating herself to the Seven Seas restaurant. Having a little prefix dinner.
That sounds lovely.
And the other diners started challenging her to battles.
Oh, you know what? I did poke my head into the restaurant. And the guy said, you'll enjoy our delicious food and some battles. And I said, oh, no, thank you. Not today. Not for me. Yeah. Thank you.
So you didn't engage any of these patrons?
No, I think I was just like trying to find my way down to Pastoria at this point. But how was the food?
Crystal Ball actually barfed most of it back up because she had a pretty disturbing experience and that her stomach was unsettled. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, they
happened?
Got like a 5-course, they got a 3-course, you know, 7, you can scale based on your want and
what did you go
wherewithal?
For?
5-course.
Tasteful.
Yeah.
Not too
And
filling.
That's the only way you could get the slowpoke tail without going to 7 and, you know, she had to try that. Heard a lot of good things. It's something you can use in a lot of witchcraft slowpoke tales.
Oh, really? I heard it gets you hard. Let's.
It's the same thing.
How was the meal? It was good?
Yeah, it was all right until this rich boy Roman and Lady Kylie strolled up.
They picked some real rich boy and rich girl names.
I mean, rich boy Roman. It's like, is that what inspired Succession? Roman, he's right here.
Yeah, it was brilliant pearl, brilliant diamond, and absolute pearl, or whatever it's called.
Shining pearl. They are in the original games as well because they go on a long rant where they're like, oh, like, daddy's food is so brilliant. Like,
oh,
they're the scions of
runs the place
of the owner of the restaurant. So they're just like, you
Lots
know, they got
food.
They got
what
gout. They eat every meal here.
Yeah.
It's grotesque.
I worked at McDonald's when I was a teenager and ate every meal at McDonald's. And that was that, I think, had a lot to do with how I was as a teenager.
Just all the meals at McDonald's that had a profound effect on you.
Yeah,
I could see that. Well, they had a profound effect on me. These fuckers, they have a rich boy Roman has a Sudowoodo, Lady Kylie has a Bonsly and a Pichu. None of that seems like a problem.
Yeah,
I will point out that at the time
I ran a Sudowoodo last game, loved it. Fun.
Not fun in this case.
What do you mean?
I will point out, because I did this route first before the other one, I wasn't as high of levels as I am now. But even still, I think my mon were around 25 or 27, maybe even pushing 30 for some of them. These are all double battles. So in this case, I had like Swablu and like Grodel out or something. Like I was trying to raise up Swablu because it doesn't evolve until 42 and it basically sucks until then.
Sure. Yeah. You're doing the swap. You're doing the slippery eel.
We'll
get into
that.
It.
Okay. A little foreshadowing. So what happened here is I thought that the Grodel would be able to kill at least the Sudowoodo before it could do anything, and then Swablu would be fine. But what actually happened is that the Sudowoodo fired off a Rock Tomb and one hit
KO'd
Swablu.
Cool name for a move. And it's true. Wow, it really lives up to its name.
Literal rock tomb.
He just had to leave it there on the side of the like lakefront because it was already in its tomb.
And that's like too brutalized that like they can't even like cook up that Swablu to make it, you know, one of these courses for all these assholes with generational wealth.
I'm sorry about your Swablu.
Rest in battles to one of my most exotic mon, who I was really looking forward to.
Remind me where you caught Altaria. Swablu.
The underground, so it's curtains for Scyther.
It's a really bad one. I really wanted to run that Scyther, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, I really wanted to. Well, on my team.
I really wanted to run the Swablu, too.
I didn't get on till like late last night to start to like finish up the leg and start playing. Hadn't gone into the sheet yet, and was about to text you and say, "Hey, do you have a second to pop on and trade my Scyther so I can put the mirror coat on or the metal coat on it and get a
yeah." Good thing we never did that.
And then I opened up the sheet and saw that that was no longer available to me.
Yeah,
thanks, thank you, Josh.
Well, you can thank Rich Boy Roman.
Well, thank you, Rich Boy Roman.
Well, before we go into the eulogy, this is skipping ahead a little bit. But you do daily battles here, and I came back the next day to just try to level up some more, and I had swapped in a Psyduck for that Swablu.
Oh yeah, good idea.
And what would you know it? Rich Boy Roman and Lady Kylie were dining again.
Oh yeah, they're in there every day.
And Psyduck, that's no problem. Now, was it level 21? Sure, but Bonsly is level 21. Sudowoodo is level 23, and it's water.
It's like a hit. Yeah.
That can live through at least a hit.
No worries.
The Bonsly and the Sudowoodo teamed up on the Psyduck, and they killed the Psyduck, too.
Oh, I didn't even get to meet it.
I had to just laugh through my tears at this point.
I didn't even get to meet it.
It was over so quickly. I think I was watching like Battlestar Galactica or Seinfeld or fucking whatever it was. And I looked up to check out the scene for like 2 seconds and they both moved. I don't even know what they used. And then the Psyduck was dead.
you gotta have your head on a swivel when you're playing a Nuzlocke. I almost run into those traps every now and then where I'm like not paying attention, just hammering A.
I was planning to use a water pulse and I would have been able to kill one of them, but they did it first and that was it. So I lost two Pokemon to Rich Boy Roman and Lady Kylie.
I got a call from Bebe on my Poketch, and she said that Bebe, she runs
of the box system. Yeah.
She said there was some glitch and my Metatite died in the box.
Oh man. Oh, she's still working out the kinks.
They were like,
on the system.
It was like in the wires. Yeah. And they like unplugged something and it just flatlined. So she called me to tell me that, and she apologized. There's nothing they can do. They can't, like, replace it. So
no, they can't go out and find another one. That's not part of their policy.
You got to be careful keeping your mons in the box in this game, because I think the tech's not quite there yet in Sinnoh.
No, because it's corrupt, shady Sinnoh.
Sort of a banana republic, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Where are we now, Joshua?
Well, let me...
You're two mon down, and I'm an eager audience.
Yeah.
You want to go right into break after this? Where are we? Yeah, well, let's roll right into break.
I'll serenade you into the break and let everyone gather their thoughts and, you know,
have a moment of silence.
Get it back
together.
Hug
someone you love.
Remember these mon that you kind of met.
Write a
poem.
I
guess Swablu. You fought Swablu. Psyduck, you know, was. I was looking forward to it. I was like, I haven't had a Golduck in years. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm humiliated. By the loss of two Pokemon here in the just a restaurant.
One of them's still there encased in the Tomb of Rock.
And then she wrote this beautiful song, and she sang it in the middle of the night before she torched the Seven Seas restaurant. She burned
that
it down.
Sounds like some Shadow Josh move.
She made sure nobody was there. You know, it was the middle of the night. She did sort of like a parish song style, like eulogy, and then she torched it with
turns.
Flash Burst. The Ponyta just kind of flame wheeled that thing, and she's never going back. and nobody can now.
Why, you said a lot of move names.
Hope that family has some insurance.
I don't practice Altaria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, they had $1 million and spent it all on pseudo-woodo. If I could find Rich Boy Roman and Lady Kylie, well, I'd pop them both and burn their restaurant down. What I really want to do, Oswa Blue. What I really want to buy, I can't use Revive. Well, it's Psyduck that I need. Oh, my Solok will have to wait till I get on the road and find new spells of my own. Crystal's gonna cast one and all. I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break. And I got to get two more mon. Well, I swear that I really want to do a Swablu. What I really want to buy, I can't use Revive. That Psyduck make it go, my Solok will have to. Kind of a long instrumental break, just vibing. Oh, what I really want to say, Oswa Blue. What I really want to say is I'm sorry to you and Psyduck. And yes, I'm going back. Tell Roman that if he knows what is good for him, he best go run and hide. Crystal's got a Mew level 45. And I won't think twice to shoot a shadow ball straight down Roman's throat. Believe me when I say that I got something for his punk ass. What I really wanna know, my Swablu. Oh, what I really wanna say is there's just one way back. And I'll make it, yeah, my Solok has to wait.
That. We'll see you after this break, Bug Catchers.
Thank you. Rest in petals.
Rest in petals.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
213, the beach, Joshua. You say the beach. Welcome back, Bug Catchers, by the way. You say the beach.
Isn't it the beach?
I don't think I encountered a beach when I went to 213 because I came from the other direction, the correct direction. But
oh.
Tell me about your journeys on the beach part of 213.
Well, that's when Crystal Ball, the next morning after burning the
Have you seen us?
Yeah.
That's where the bad thing happens, is the beach.
That I don't remember that well.
That's where she gets
switched. Bad stuff happens on
us.
The beach?
Yeah.
So that is sort of like Crystal Ball is somehow being impacted because something bad did just happen to her. Beach adjacent.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And after torching that Seven Stars restaurant, she took Psyduck's corpse and she did one of those like Viking funeral, you know, things where she had a little boat.
Yeah.
Put that on fire too and sent it out.
Sounds touching.
Yeah, she really cares, even though her spell book is getting a little limited these days. She didn't really, you know, she was in a haze for Route 213. Not much to say. This doctor tried to take her in.
Excuse
I don't know if Shadow Josh met Dr. Footstep.
No, I wasn't on this side of 213. I haven't seen this yet. Oh. Tell me more about Dr. Footstep. Sounds like my kind of guy. He's into Pokemon feet?
Yeah, he's a...
I didn't know there was a community for that.
He's a connoisseur of Pokemon feet.
Yeah.
He invited Crystal Ball in, seeing that she was, like, you know, really struggling. He said, Pokemon are quite easy for me to read. Well, does this not sound like a predator to you about Pokemon, at least? He says, Pokemon are quite easy for me to read. I need only to see their footprints, and their innermost thoughts are revealed to me. Let your Torterra walk in front of me right here.
Sounds like
the screen goes black.
Oh yeah,
and then the lights. She got a footprint ribbon.
Sounds like we have some similar interests. I would say I'm more of like a Dr. Foot. Like I,
you like the whole thing, the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
but that's
they
good
could
for
chop
him.
It up.
I'm sure I'll run into him. Yeah, I can't wait to meet him. Sounds like a really upstanding guy. So, no, I was on the other side of Route 213, the side you peek out of when you're in Pastoria City, going east from Pastoria. There's a little patch of grass there, so I ran out and caught a Pokemon because I saw that my tethered had been in the area.
What'd you catch?
Shellos. It's my water era. It's Shadow Josh's water era, this leg.
Oh, you
I
got
caught
a lot of
three
water
different water Pokemon.
Wow.
I needed a little shot of water.
I guess I could use one now that Psyduck's dead and the Gyarados is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to you. We're one for one on that waterfront.
Well, I have plenty, so I can't give you one.
I guess I did get a... Well, Bibarel is a normal water, isn't it? I got one of those there.
Bibarel is normal water, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's odd. We've talked about that before. It's just so it can surf.
I don't want to talk... spend more time talking about Bibarel.
They make a joke about how the only Pokemon that is good at HMs in this game is Bidoof.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you're like chopping down a tree, it's like, all right, we'll call a wild Bidoof, or like smashing a rock. They're like, well, a wild Bidoof will show up and do it.
Yeah, I did notice that. That feels like tongue in cheek for sure, because that was like one of the original memes of like Bidoof being the best HM friend inexplicably. And God, now with the
water.
With the HM app on our Pokach, Bibarel or Bidoof does like four of them. It's like cut, strength.
Yeah, it's my water era. I started on Route 2. So I assume then Route 213 connected to Pastoria City. That
yeah,
was your...
Crystal Ball finally made it. Safe harbor.
I took Route 215 back. I mostly, because I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream, needed to go back and harvest all of my berry trees that I had planted on my way up.
Oh, you're using the... Isn't that another
Johnny
app?
Berry seeds.
Tracking those locations?
Yep. So I went back, found all my old berries, and went the good way, the right way. Started on Route 215, hung a southie on like Route 209 or something. I don't know. Ended up back in Solacian first. Thought about going to catch an Unown.
Oh, I did that too. I got a D unknown, I think. Letter D.
I was thinking about this when I saw that you hadn't gone into Trophy Garden yet. You have since, so it's moot, but... Since Rules Court is closed, the ruling is if, for instance, 1 week we diverge or if whatever happens, I'm running behind or you're running behind and we don't get to like a ancillary route like Trophy Garden, It doesn't mean the other person is off limits from it. Likewise with your Unown.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's how I was
It
operating.
Only counts if I go, like if you had gone into Trophy Garden and lost, then I'd have to kill the Pokemon I caught in there.
That's right. Because we still have the old chateau sitting around.
Right. And like I've been using my traded Pokemon and you haven't even traded anything yet. I don't recommend it. Oh God, it's such a fucking headache.
I think I will resolve that this next week now that I need some fresh talent.
I popped into Trophy Garden. Lovely. So the whole Route 212 is kind of like one of those old rich estates that has since been kind of turned into like a public park.
Like an Italian garden.
Yeah. But there's still a huge property here and it's Trophy Garden. It's a guy called Mr. Backlot, which is sort of a weird name.
It's sort of, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what nationality that is. Like Dutch or something.
It's Dutch. They made their money in parking lots.
Yeah. And he's got a beautiful back lot where he's got the Trophy Garden. which at this point is pretty lackluster, but I'm not waiting until I filled my fucking national decks to come back here, Joshua.
I know, we could have done that, though. Or I guess one of us could have done it.
I'm not doing it. So I went in here and caught a little Pichu.
I also caught a Pichu.
Cute.
Been running a lot of Raichus lately, so I'm going to try not to use it, but, you know, I'm getting...
staying in the box until Luxray dies, which is never going to happen.
Surely not.
Mark my words.
I hope not, because that would kill my... Oh, that would kill my Bidoof. I don't care about that.
Something's happened where Leafeon, who, as I will remind you, his name is Umbre,
right.
Because she was supposed to be an Umbreon, but she's so willful, this little Leafeon, that she decided to evolve into a Leafeon instead. She's out of my control. She's sort of growing at a rate where I can't keep her like contained. And I keep trying to get these badges, but then she just gets, I think because she was traded in, she just gets stronger and stronger, even though like she never comes in, because when I do bring her in, she loafs around or she pretends not to hear me.
Yeah.
So I did find a soothe bell in the big chateau here, the big estate, but it doesn't seem to have any effect. She's still pretty ornery with me.
She's nipping at that bell and trying to get it off.
I don't know what to do with this thing.
I mean, you might have to just box it until...
Can't, she's my baby.
Get another badge.
Can't, she's my baby. I can't box Monferno or Umbre, Leafeon.
That's going to be rough.
Can only hope to win her over, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Joshua, where are we now? Trophy Garden. And then that's it. It's just Route 212 if you take the clean route.
Yeah, it's, you know? Strangely... chock full of actually the elderly gentleman and the lady who are here that you can bilk for like thousands of dollars if you put an amulet coin on one of your Pokemon against them.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
They looked cute. Their little overworld chibi sprites were cute. Little old man and lady. But then everybody else is a cop for some reason.
Oh, I guess because
this is like
it's like a rich guy's estate,
the private estate. Yeah.
The cops?
It's like, yeah, the public can check out the gardens, but like, let's keep an eye on them.
Do you notice that they use Machops instead of guns?
Yeah.
They all have Machops, or I think at night,
and
though they always all have Hoothoots and Machops. So the Hoothoots are like their lookouts, and the Machops are their like weapons, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty dark. Machops are like, you know what? I don't like Machop. I don't like the Machop line. I'm on record about that, right?
I think that's clear.
But I'm starting to pick up some, I don't remember what game it was where they were being used as movers or like one of them.
I mean, the
wasn't it
Machokes
mom
are being
was like
used as
falling
movers
in love with. No, that's a Mr. Mime. Someone's
Mr.
mom
Mime.
Was falling in love with a Machoke.
They're in a
Machoke
very tricky.
Daddy.
Of all the Pokemon, I think that Machoke in particular, but the line is sort of in a tricky gray area.
They're always in those overworld like workshop and like dock areas, like lugging boxes. I think they're like they're being inappropriately used. They're like elephants being used to like put in railroad ties, you know? Like I think this is a Rotom situation. Maybe there's like some amnesty that needs to happen. Maybe I need to be out there saving the Machops from these fucking pigs. Who
and all
are
the,
using
like,
them
moving
as guns.
Companies are like, they like it. This is just what they like. They love moving things around and doing hard labor for berries.
Yeah, I don't care about the Hoothoots. Those things suck. That's it for Route 212, and then we're at Pastoria City. You can go right and fight Crasher Wake if you want. He's in the gym. There's no tricks.
Finally.
You can do that if you want, or Joshua. You can go to the Great Marsh. The Safari Zone. They call it the Great Marsh in this game. It's just the Safari
Zone.
It's
fine. It's a fine marsh.
Yeah.
I do like the little trolley.
The trolley
in the
was
middle
cool.
That gets you to different areas.
I poked around.
Did you scout out using the binoculars on the upper floor of the Hunter's Blind?
No. Let me tell you what I did. Immediately hung a right, saw a lake, fished in it, caught a barboach, and then left.
You just called it a day.
Yeah. I walked back out the counter and the lady was like, you still have a lot of time left on your timer. Are you sure you're ready to leave? I was like, yeah, I'm done. One ball spent.
There are some items in there too, but.
No, I went back in and used the trolley and collected all the items.
Yeah, I did use, so the binoculars on the second floor, you can pay 100 bones and then you can scout out the different areas because the unique or like uncommon mon will be highlighted and you can piece together where they are in the Great Marsh.
Interesting. You did that.
And I was trying to go to one of the areas that day had a Meryl in it. I was like, that's kind of jaunty. I could have that.
Yeah.
And then I used repels to get all the way there and I'm making it. And then repel wears off and I'm great. I'm like, great. Time for a Meryl or an Azumarill. And then Wooper comes out.
Ugh, of all the things.
And so now I have a Wooper.
Ugh, of all the things.
Josh. Another fucking water ground type. So many ground types is what I have.
Joshua, all that we have left is Crasher Wake's water type gym. But first we should talk about the Pokemon we brought in our hit segment, Level Check.
Level Check.
Level Check, Joshua. Who you got this week, Crystal Ball?
Well, we know that I'm missing a Swablu and then a Psyduck. So fortunately, the other five members who were in this team last week, within Crystal Ball's spellbook, she still has the spells Bark Skin, Torterra, level 38.
Yeah.
Love that thing.
Sure, yeah.
Don't need any more ground coverage, but it learned Earthquake basically as soon as it evolved, if not the same level, and that's great to have.
Yeah, that's great.
At this stage. Featherfall is now a Staraptor as well, level 37. Earthball, Graveler, great level name. 37, which I'd like to trade to you, but I feel like you're probably a little salty after the Scyther thing, so maybe
let me catch a
cool your heels.
Do I have any Pokemon that need a trade evolution? I don't think so. No, you go fuck yourself. Go trade with some random.
I'll just never get it back. Then we have Mindream, Muse, level 37, and Flash Burst, the Arsonist, Ponyta, level 36.
Oh, yeah. She's an Arsonist?
Yeah, Willful. She's the one who flame wheeled Seven Stars restaurant to the ground.
Yeah.
And then introducing Egg. An egg.
Her?
That plant? Yeah, Egg. Egg is her is on my team. Be from the Hearthome. We both got somebody in Hearthome gave us an egg for some reason.
This egg.
Could be the Gulpin egg. We'll find out.
It might be the Gulpin egg.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying not to find out what it is. So I'm kind of gambling it, see what happens with the egg. I was running it basically.
It's going to be something great. It's going to be like who was introduced? Who's like the hot Pokemon who was introduced in this gen?
Is this Is this the Greninja era?
Pokemon? No, because that was a starter and it wasn't any of our starters.
No, it wasn't.
Greninja?
Oh, yeah, you're right. What am I fucking talking about? And Gen 6. Very off.
I don't know what, the signature Pokemon of this. I mean, other than, the shitty ones that are on the box.
Chatot?
Yeah, it was Chatot. I don't know what it was.
It's not, Riolu was hot, but Riolu, don't we get an
Shaman?
Egg from someone on like the island or something? We get a Riolu egg.
Shaman.
I don't think it's going to, that's like a mythical Pokemon. I don't think it's going to be mythical or legendary.
Shaman's a mythical Pokemon, the little hedgehog?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think I knew that. Maybe I knew that.
Yeah, I don't have really any compass for what this could be. How does a ghost get born out of an
egg?
Did
you do your whole team?
I thought about that.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
Wait, yes. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to hatch the egg, see what happens, and then I'll make a decision about that. But everyone else is doing fine.
Chandrasekhar.
What about Shadow Josh?
Chandrasekhar, Jirachi, level 34. I'm a little behind on levels. Oh, I guess because I didn't go on the double black diamond route down here.
Yeah, and you didn't go into that restaurant on top of it.
Yeah.
Twice.
Pluto Monferno, level 35, my sweet baby. This thing, I almost am hesitant to bring it out because every other turn, it does something to slow down the game. Like, wants to be praised or like dodge that.
Oh,
hit,
Torterra's doing that too.
It's like too much love, you know?
Yeah, I don't need like every little status update.
Yeah. Hyenas, Luxray, level 35. Let me tell you about the slippery eel later. Umbrae, Leafeon, level 36. And then Bronze Disease, Bronzor, level 30. Still hanging in there. A little tough little coin or whatever it is.
Yeah, probably kind of weak for now till it evolves.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful with that thing.
Yeah. But he knows some good moves. Psychic, always nice. Euro mm-hmm. Ball, kill for a Euro right now. And then
yeah.
introducing
actually, yeah,
to the team,
too.
Chickamauga.
Chickamauga.
Chickamauga is a Barboach. It's level 24, and I caught it in the Safari Zone, and I looked up what's dangerous to catfish, knowing that Barboach grow up into Wishcash. And it turns out that a couple of years ago in Lake Chickamauga in Alabama, like 1,000 catfish just like ended up dead, floated to the surface.
Went belly
dead.
Up.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone really knows why. Just one of those sort of mass deaths, like sudden oxygen starvation or something, you know?
Oh my God.
So that sounds pretty hellish if you're a catfish. So welcome to the team, Chickamauga. The Barboach, level 24. As I said before, came stock with the fun, silly sleep talk combo.
Yeah, so funny that that thing comes with rest and sleep talk, and it's a
and
little...
And amnesia, which...
catfish.
Some other thing that like benefits off of being asleep. Not amnesia, something else.
Snore?
All right. Well,
let's let it ride.
Nobody
on this podcast has run a Whiskash. No, we... I mean, I have an egg.
Yeah.
Although all my other levels, I guess, are superior, but
no, let's
I don't
not
think
do
it's.
It. We just did it last
let's
week.
Get some more developments.
How'd we do against Crasher Wake?
Totally fine.
Yeah, me too.
My Mew has Shockwave, so I just used Mew against all of them. I threw in Torterra a couple of times, but this was a mind ream scene.
Wow, that sounds absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it got pretty twisted in there, especially with the water. Flowing around that you have to control with the buttons, and then you know there are people are getting electrocuted. I mean, it was
sounds dangerous.
This crystal ball needs better control of her witchery.
Just to get it out of the way, I will say that my You Make Me Barf Pokemon was in here. It was Crasher Wake's Quagsire.
Sure.
Here's what I didn't like about it, Joshua. When it does Mudshot, it goes like this. And it does like a big mouth. It's got a big gulpy mouth when it does.
Oh, and that mud shot comes out of there.
Yeah. And that icked me out, you know? And also,
That's upsetting.
I did well against Crasher Wake. I had to figure out a system because when I came in confident. I was like, great. I'm going to breeze through here with Umbrae, my Leafeon. We're going to root ourselves in. Suck up all their health, hit them with the magic leaf,
mm-hmm.
and then breeze out of here, you know?
Yeah.
That didn't happen because Leafeon's being a brat. It's okay. I practice gentle parenting. She's working something out. It's fine. We'll be in good graces again soon, you know?
Let's hope so.
We've talked about it. I understand why she's feeling the way she is and why she's acting out, but there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, there is now. I've defeated Crasher Wake. So I've got her for another 4 levels, I think.
Yeah, she'll abide for 4 levels.
So she wasn't helpful. She kept loafing around and willfully ignoring me. So I developed a method where I was trying to level up this Barboach. So I put it out first a lot. And then I would swap in Luxray for almost every single one of these battles. Because Luxray could kill everything in one hit.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about this.
Barboach would get the experience. Luxray would come in. I would do Volt Switch. Luxray would kill. This is the slippery eel, by the way. This is their signature move.
Finally.
Yeah. Luxray would kill whatever was out with Volt Switch. It's not a very strong move, but everything is just super effective and weak in here.
Right.
What's that? Imagine this. You're on the battlefield. You've got your Shellos out. You've got another Shellos in reserve. You throw out your Shellos. Out comes a Barboach, and you're like, okay, this is, what is it, level 24? The Barboach comes back into a ball and out comes in a flash of lightning, a Luxray, and you're like, okay, shit, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I see.
And then you get hit by a flash of lightning, and when the like smoke clears, what's there? Parboach.
Oh, wow. Psychological warfare, too.
You're sitting there. You're sitting there nursing your Shellos, who has just died to a Volt Switch. Getting, like, you're fumbling with your ball to get the next one out to fight this Luxray. And you look up, and it's just a fucking Barboach. So you're like, twisted. Whoa. And you're like, okay, fine. You throw out your Shellos. And then Barboach is back in the ball. Out comes Luxray. Zaps it. So that's the Slippery Eel. We had to do that.
Must have broken all their tiny brains.
We had to do it on every single Pokemon. So it took a little while, but we got through. And then I beat Crasher Lake in
Slippery Eel.
Like three hits.
I hope some other folks pick up the Slippery Eel and that becomes like a new.
It's only really useful if you're trying to train a Barboach.
Yeah, I would say so. You could swap in a Tynamo. You could raise the Electros line.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
That.
That's the alternate Slippery Eel. And that's just as fine. Yeah. We recognize that as well. Yeah. That's it, Joshua. Anything else you want to cover before we head off next week?
Well, I guess I'll just say the kill count this week.
Oh, kill count. We should probably talk about it.
Ticked up to 7 each.
It'd be embarrassing if
Thanks
anyone died on this route again.
To but. Me, Swablu, and Psyduck being killed by Rich Boy Roman and Lady Kylie. That's even with the Soul Link aspect. I feel like 7 is among the highest of any of our.
Yeah, this is pretty rough.
Nuzlocke playthroughs at this stage in the game, especially for how we keep.
Maybe it's because we know the how it looks like suffer.
Yeah, we're being a little bit more careless, maybe.
Joshua, the more I'm looking at this guide, the more I'm realizing that I think your way was the right way, because we're headed back to Ohm City next week. It feels silly that the game would make me double back twice, which means.
And Route 213, Route 10, Celestic Town.
Yeah.
Oh, we deal with those Psyducks.
The Psyducks at last, yes. Joshua, in the meantime, bug catchers, thank you for joining us. Joshua, thank you for joining me. My name has been Tiana Rados, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjellsire. And this has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram and X.
And you can also follow us on reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, our subreddit.
All right.
You can join the subreddit to play along with the rest of the bug catchers, compete for your own weekly level checks, and then ultimately trainer of the season, where eventually we'll battle you and hang out for a bit.
Yeah, if the planets
and
align.
And you can also go to our website, experiencesharepod.com, hang out there, peruse, and maybe buy some merch. Got some merch on there.
I set my son in his Experience Share host portrait shirt to school today. Daddy's face on it and Uncle Josh's.
How'd that go?
He loves it. He loves going to school with the shirt with Daddy's face on it.
That's nice.
And he understands it's an anime daddy.
Hopefully he doesn't like anime daddy more than real human.
He loves anime. I think his favorite movie is Kiki's.
Could get complex.
Kiki's Delivery Service. And every time we put
it's
on...
a respectable choice.
Mario Kart. We play a lot of Mario Kart together. Every time I play a Zelda, he says, is that guy from Kiki's Delivery Service? I say, no, but close.
Cute.
All right. See ya. Good luck at your meeting.
Alola. Chip, cheerio.
Alola.
And smell you later.